This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Habayim. I would like to share a revolutionary insight in the very first Rashi al HaTorah. Rashi famously begins, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak lehoya tzarech lehaschas HaTorah, ela me'achodesh hazeh lochem, shehi mitzvah rishayna. The Torah should have began with the very first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was commanded, namely Kiddush HaChodesh. Why does it begin with Bereishis? Koyach masav higid la'amoy loses lahem nachlas goyim. That the nations of the world say, we're occupiers, we're colonizing the land. You conquered the land of the seven nations. We say, the whole world belongs to God. Bereishis bar lakim. He created the world. He created it. He gave it to who he wanted. He gave it to you, and he took it away, and he gave it to us. The very first Rashi al HaTorah. And every year we read this Rashi, and it's even more relevant as the years go by. Could there be a more relevant opening message of the Torah than who is the rightful owner of the land of Israel? However, there's an obvious question on this Rashi. My dear friend Reb Yaakov Eliyahu Davidoff showed me from the Sefer Yikara Mepninim. It's also in the Sefer Shari Yehoshua of Reb Yeshua Atiyah. The obvious question is, there's a halacha in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Reish Mem Aleph. If you give someone a gift, you can't retract. You can't take it away. If you give someone a pen, you can't wake up the next day and say, you know, I don't like how you're using it. I'm going to take it back. You can't be chayzer on a gift. So it's very nice God created the world. But if he gave it to the nations of the world, then it's theirs. Despite the fact that they're not using it for the right reasons, Hashem didn't give it to them al tanai. So then how could he retract the gift? What does Rashi even mean that this is an answer to the nations of the world who, when they say we're occupying their land, we say God created the world, he gave it to who he wants, and now he takes it away. But once you give a gift, you can't take it away. So this is not a good way to respond to the nations of the world. But the answer is, it says in Nehemiah Perek Tes, Va'ata mechaye es kulam. Chazal darshan. Not that you did give life to everything, but you currently give life to everything. You see, an artisan of flesh and blood, when he builds a building or he creates a kli, the building or the kli no longer needs the builder or the artisan. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and the world is dependent on him every moment. If for a moment God would remove his hashgacha, even for a millisecond, the world, the item would cease to exist. Like it says in the beginning of Psichas Eliyahu, V'chad ant testalik min hoin ishtaru kulu kagufu v'loi nishmasa. If God would retract his life for giving force for a moment, it would cease to exist. This is the meaning of Koyach Ma'asov Higid La'amoy, the strength of his acts. Otherwise, what does Rashi mean? Koyach Ma'asov Higid La'amoy, the strength of his actions. What's the strength of his actions? What Rashi's saying is that the response to the nations of the world is when they say we're occupying their land, so we say, look, God gave it to you. But God creates the world every moment. So in order for you to have it, Hashem has to create it and constantly give it to you. Something that was created and given, you can't retract. Something that is created every moment, well, every moment God will decide who it belongs to. This important insight into Rashi and how we address the nations of the world who say that we're occupying their land, and the answer is, well, God gave it to you, but he no longer gives it to you. We always understand, well, this is like a political Rashi. Rashi's telling us who the rightful owner of Eretz Yisrael is. But it's much deeper than that. It's much more profound than that. And this revolutionizes our understanding of the very first Rashi al HaTorah. Because now this is not just words of politics, of who owns Eretz Yisrael, which is important enough. But it's giving us a deep insight into the very meaning and the fundamental meaning of what does it mean, Bereishis bara lakim? What does it mean, God created the world? Rashi's not just giving us insight into who the rightful owner of Eretz Yisrael is. Rashi's giving us insight into the meaning of creation. Creation doesn't mean God created and then he lets it run. Creation means a constant mechadesh b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis. God is constantly being mechaye. So the comments of Rashi are not just giving us insight into how we respond to the nations of the world. It's much more than that. Rashi is explaining to us the very mechanics of Brias HaOlam. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.